purifying each and every soul. Today, the truthful father, the truthful teacher, the truthful guru, Today, the truthful father, truthful teacher, truthful guru is looking at his children everywhere who are the embodiments of truth and the embodiments of power. Because the power of truth is the greatest power. Or is the most elevated power. The basis and the basis of the power of truth is complete purity. It means no name and trace of impurity, even in thoughts, words, actions, relationships, contacts, and dreams too. And what is the practical form of such purity? How is it visible as? In the activity and on the face. Of such a pure soul will be complete divinity in their behavior and on the face. their eyes will have a spiritual sparkle. Their face will always be cheerful. And in their activity at every step, in their activity, every step of theirs will be like that of the Father, as a Karma Yogi. At this time, all of you are becoming that truthful from the truthful Father Himself. In the world also, people call themselves truthful and they also speak the truth. But complete purity is the true, is the real power of truth. Complete purity is the real power of truth. Which you are becoming now at this time in the confluence age. The elevated attainment of the confluence age is the power of truth, the power of purity. And the attainment or the result of that will be that all of you Brahmins will become deities in the golden age, and your body and soul both will be completely pure. In the whole cycle, there is no one else whose body and soul is completely pure. Except yours. Even though they do become pure in soul, but their body is not pure. So, such complete purity is being inculcated only by you at this time. You say with intoxication, do you remember? What do you say with intoxication? Remember it. Recollect what you say with intoxication. Everyone says from the heart, you say with your experience that purity is our birthright. I'm not here. The sound is gone. Why is it your birthright? Why is purity Why do you say that purity and truthfulness is your birthright. Because to attain truth and purity, you first of all recognized your true form, a soul. Then you recognize the true father, the true teacher, and the true guru. You recognized and also attained. Until someone recognizes his true form and the true father, he cannot experience or the power of truth. The power of purity will not come to him, or he cannot attain the power of truth and the power of purity. So, all of you are experienced in this power of truth and power of purity, aren't you? Are you experienced in this? Those people try to experience it, but they neither know their own true form nor the true form of the true father. But all of you, with the experience you attain at this time, you have accepted purity in such an easy way that whatever you attain now, the fruit of that is in the form of the purity of the deities in a natural way. It is their nature. the experience of being, it being a natural nature, is received by you now. You at this time receive this experience of it being a natural nature, purity and truthfulness. So today's whole Murli is on purity and truthfulness. Therefore, check whether the power of purity and truth is in you in a natural way or not. That is, whether you have become that in a natural way or not. So what do you think? Those who think that purity is our birthright, they raise their hand. It's your birthright, yes? Or do you have to work hard to attain it? You don't have to work hard to attain it, is it? It's easy, isn't it? Because it's your birthright. Birthright is attained in an easy way. You don't have to work hard to attain it, to get it. People in the world think it is impossible. While here, you have made the impossible possible and also easy. Raise your hands, those who are first timers. All the first timers, raise your hand. Raise your hand. Okay. Congratulations to the new ones, the first timers, congratulations. Bap Dada says, "Late although you have come late, but you are still not too late. And the new children have the blessing that even the one who is last can make fast efforts and come in the first division. Not the first number, but he can come in the first division. So do the new children have that much courage? Those who think from the first timers, those who think that they will come in the first division, raise your hand. See, if you are raising your hand, make sure you are being, clicked on the TV. Your video is being taken. You are all courageous, are you? Congratulations for your courage. And if you are courageous, then Baba's help is surely there. And along with that, the good wishes and pure feelings of the whole Brahmin family also is there for all of you. This is why all the new ones who have come for the first time, to all of them, on behalf of Bap Dada and the whole family, again, Baba is saying multi-million times, congratulations, congratulations, congratulations. So those who are first timers are also happy to hear this, is it not? Because you had been separated for a long time and have come back now to your own family. So Bap Dada is happy. And all of you are happy too. In the subtle regions, Bap Dada, along with Dadi, saw one result. What result did they see? All of you know and you also accept that we are the masters and the children. Aren't you the masters as well as the children? Raise your hand. Are all of you that? You are the masters as well as the children. Think before you raise your hand, because Baba will take the account. Okay, lower your hand. Bap Dada noticed that the faith and intoxication of being a child is very easy in you, because you say you are a Brahma Kumar or a Brahma Kumari. So it means you are a child, that's why you call yourself a Brahma Kumar or a Brahma Kumari. And whole day you say, my Baba, my Baba. It is, this is in your consciousness whole day. Yes, sometimes you do forget, but then from time to time you remember to. And whilst doing service, you say Baba, Baba in a natural way too, when serving. If the word Baba, Baba is not coming naturally on your lips, then the impact of the knowledge you give will not be strong, or there will be no impact of the knowledge you give if you're not saying Baba, Baba from your lips all the time. Because whatever service you are doing, or if you are giving lectures or giving courses, you speak on different topics. The practical form of true service or the practical proof of true service is that all those who listen to you should get the experience that I also belong to Baba. Even from their lips, the words should be uttered, Baba, Baba. You know, Baba, Baba should be uttered from their lips too. Not that they should just say, oh, I know there is some power in it. Not just that they say it's good, whatever you speak. But then they should say, it's my Baba. They should experience it to be their Baba. This is called the practical fruit of service. Therefore, the faith and the intoxication of being a child is good. However, the faith and intoxication of being the master is number wise. From your, the intoxication is sometimes visible on your face and in your activity, and sometimes it is not visible. Actually, you are double masters. One is that you are the masters of the Father's treasures. All of you are the masters of the treasures, aren't you? And the Father has given the treasures alike to everyone. Equal treasures to everyone. It's not that Baba has given 100,000 to someone and only 1,000 to another. No. It is equal share of all treasures given to everyone, and also given them in an unlimited way. Because the Father has unlimited treasures. They are no less. Therefore, Bap Dada has given all the treasures to everyone and given them equally to all. All and equal, equally to all. And the second master is that you are the self-sovereigns. You are the masters of self-sovereignty. You are the masters of self-sovereignty. This is why Bap Dada says with intoxication that each child of mine is a king child. Raja Bachcha, king child. All of you are kings, aren't you? All of you are king's children, no? Not subjects. You are Raj Yogis. Are you Raj Yogis or are you subject Yogis? You are Raj Yogis, aren't you? Therefore, you are the masters of self-sovereignty. However, Bap Dada along with Dadi saw the result that as you have the intoxication of being a child, to the extent you have the intoxication of a child, to that extent you do not have that much intoxication of being the master. Why? If you did have the intoxication of being the master of self-sovereignty all the time, then from time to time the problems or obstacles which come They cannot come. Or they will not come. Actually, it is seen that problems or obstacles come because of, or the basis of the obstacles and problems to come is because of the mind. It's the mind which comes into upheavals. This is why Baba's Mahamantra, the great mantra is Man Mana Bhava. Keep your mind in me. Baba has not said Tan Mana Bhava or Dhan Mana Bhava, means keep your body in me or keep your wealth in me. No, it's keep your mind in me. If you say that you are the master of self-sovereignty, then your mind is not your master. Actually, mind is your server. It's not the king. A king means the one who is an authority. The one who is not an authority cannot be called a king. But the one who doesn't have rights is not called a king. So, what did Baba see in the result? That you who are the masters of your mind, or I, the master of my mind, am the self-sovereign. I'm the master of self-sovereignty. This awareness should be there all the time. this stage should be constant, but it is not so. Actually, it's your first lesson, is it not? What was your first lesson? I am a soul. Then the second lesson is, who is God? But the first lesson is, who are you? You are a soul. And if I say I am a soul, means I am the master, the king of the sense organs, I have an authority over them. I am a powerful soul. All the powers are within, are the, all the virtues are within the soul, they are part of the soul. Therefore, Bhaktada noticed that whatever I am, whoever I am, or however I am, that should be brought in you, in your natural form, in your consciousness, in your natural form. It should be visible on your face, in your behavior, in your natural form. And if you are able to do that, then it will be easy for you to be free of obstacles and problems. And therefore, for you need to have more attention to in this. You need to give more attention to this. It's not that you have to say, I am a soul alone. But which soul am I? I am a soul, yes, but which soul am I? If you have this in your awareness, then in front of a Master Almighty soul, problems or obstacles cannot come at all. They will not dare to come in front of a Master Almighty Authority Soul. Even now, the result is that some or the other problem or obstacle is visible. This is seen. As Baba says, it is still visible. Problem and obstacle is still visible. and you also know about it. But you also know all this, but then the practical form of faith should be visible on your face in the form of spiritual intoxication. That has to be revealed still. Therefore, check again and again to what extent you are having the intoxication of being a master. It takes only a second to check whilst performing actions. Or before you start doing any action, at the time of starting that action, you have to check am I doing those actions through my sense organs in the stage of a master almighty authority? Am I the soul who has controlling power and ruling power? Or I do the actions in an ordinary way? Actually, to start any action with an elevated consciousness and to start an action with an ordinary consciousness, between the two there's a big difference between starting your action with an elevated consciousness and starting your action with an ordinary consciousness. Just as people who have some position, when they start any action, they first set themselves on the seat of that consciousness and then start the action. Similarly, set yourself on the seat of the master of self-sovereignty and then start any action. So the checking of being a master of self-sovereignty has to be increased. So this checking has to be done all the time, again and again, whether I'm the master of self-sovereignty or not. And for that, and the sign of being the master of self-sovereignty is that you will be double light in every action you perform. And you will experience happiness. And the result of that will be that you will experience success easily too. Success will be easily experienced. This will be the result of that. But now, sometimes, instead of becoming the master, or instead of having the authority, you become influenced, dependent. You become dependent. And what is the sign of being dependent? Such souls who are dependent will keep on saying, I don't like it, I don't want it to happen, but what to do? My sanskars are such, my nature is such, what to do? Bab Dada has told you earlier as well that whenever you say, these are my sanskars, this is my nature, at that time? Is it that these sanskars of weakness are your sanskars? Are they yours? Are they mine? These sanskars belong to Ravan of the middle period. They are given by Ravan, and to call them mine is totally wrong. Your sanskars are actually what the father's sanskars are. Your sanskars are same like that of the father's. So at that time, think. By saying my, when you say these are my sanskars, so by saying my, then they become your masters. And you become dependent on them. But what do you have to become? You have to become like the father, is it not? If you say that you have to become like the father, then whatever are the father's sanskars are my sanskars. What are the father's sanskars? To give benefit to the world, to give benefit to the whole world, Vishwa Kalyankari, world benefactor. Having good wishes for all, having pure feelings for all. Therefore, bring the father's sanskars in front of you at that time. Your aim is to become like the father, but the qualifications are still of Ravan. Then what happens? They get mixed, is it not? Some are good sanskars of the father, some are Ravan's sanskars. This is why they stay mixed, and therefore the problem comes. Therefore, there is disturbance. And how are the sanskars formed? That all of you know. Sanskars are formed when first the mind thinks, then the intellect cooperates, and then the sanskars become either good or bad. They are the result of your actions done with the help of mind and intellect. So along with Dadi, Baba saw that there is still need of making the natural nature of being the master, but comparison to the sanskar of the child, the sanskar of being the master is less. This is why Bap Dada sees that in order to solve that problem, you then have to battle. Actually, you are a Brahmin, means victorious. But then from time to time you battle and you become a warrior. So do not become a warrior. But you are a Brahmin who is becoming a deity. Those who are going to be Kshatriyas, the warrior clan, they will be plenty. They are going to still come. They are going to come later. But you are the heirs, those who have the rights. Therefore, did you hear the result? This is why again and again, remind yourself, who am I? You have to become the embodiment of this constantly. Is it okay? Okay. So you were told the result. Now there shouldn't be even a trace of problem or obstacle or upheaval, even or waste thought, waste actions. Waste relationships. Or waste memories. Or even the name of these words should finish. You have to finish first in you and then also make them finish in others. Finish yourself and then make others finish. Okay, is it okay? Will you do this? Will you do it? Those who are really making a determined thought. Yes, to raise your hand has become so common. But in your mind, let there be a determined thought. So raise your hand of the determined thought in the mind. You raise this physical hand very easily, very quickly. So when all of you will come together and raise your hand of determination in the mind, then everywhere in all corners of the world, everyone will also raise his hand with joy that our bestower of happiness, bestower of peace, Father has come. You have taken the responsibility of revealing the Father, haven't you? Have you? Yes? All the teachers say, have you taken the responsibility of revealing the Father? Pandavas, have you taken this responsibility? Are you sure? And have you fixed the date for that? You haven't fixed the date yet. How much time more do you need? Do you need 1 year? Or 2 years? How many years do you need for that? To reveal the Father? Baba is looking around. Bap Dada has said earlier that each one of you according to your capacity, according to your efforts, with peace, according to your capacity, according to your efforts, you fix your own date of when you will become perfect, or when you will reveal the Father. You may say, Baba, you fix the date, but each one's capacity is different, efforts are different, so you have to fix the date according to your capacity and efforts. And from time to time, you have to check that too, whether according to the present time, the stage of your mind, or the stage of your speech, your words, or the stage of your contacts and relationships, in all of them, is there progress taking place? Because by fixing a date, you automatically will pay attention, or your attention will be drawn towards that when you fix a date. Now, on behalf of everyone from everywhere, messages have come, emails have been received. But then before your email reaches Bap Dada, even before that your message comes, your thoughts come, the thoughts of your heart reach Baba, the email of the, the speed of your thoughts comes before that email on paper or on your computer, so Baba says, so your thoughts reach faster. So all those who sent love and remembrance or news, news of their stage, news of their service, whatever they have sent to Baba, to all of them, Bap Dada accepted it. So all that you sent has been accepted by Baba. You have sent Yaad Pyar, love and remembrance with lots of zeal and enthusiasm. So to all of those who have sent their love and remembrance or any news, whether from this land or foreign lands, to all of them in return, lots and lots of Yaad Pyar, love and remembrance, and blessings and power in the form of sakash from the heart. Bhaktada is giving that to everyone. Okay. Now, what other news is there? And so Muniben gets up. This time, the turn of Seva is of Rajasthan and Indore. All those of Rajasthan and Indore stand up. Wave to Baba. It is good, both of you did seva of the yagya. You took the chance of doing seva service. This also is taking a golden chance, and those who take a golden chance become golden chancellors. Bhaktada has noticed that everyone is anxiously waiting for the turn to come and serve here. Because the fruit and the power of service is easily attained, so they wait for the turn to attain that, to receive that. So you are already reaping the immediate fruit. You have now received the chance of reaping the immediate fruit of your service. And also Bhaktada has observed that every zone whoever becomes instrumental for serving does the service with great interest. Because at Sangam Yuga, every action or every seva you do, you get the immediate fruit of that. You do service from the heart right now, and so one moment you do service from the heart, and the next moment, or that very moment, your heart is filled with joy and happiness, and you keep and you start dancing. So all the days you are getting a chance to do seva in Madhuban. Have you also experienced the dance of happiness in their mind? Those type of dances are common dances, but you dance the dance in your mind. Baba says mind dance, not feet dance. Have you experienced this dance? Is it not? You have the experience of the dance in the mind. Those who experience, raise your hand. And they are raising their hand. You didn't feel tired, did you? You experienced being tireless, is it not? And see how much charity you earned. People, you know, when they feed just one Brahmin, Laukik Brahmin, they feel that they've done a lot of charity. A lot of charity has been accumulated. It means their action has gone into an act of charity, and they have earned a lot of income. But here you have fed so many Brahmins. You also gave classes, you refreshed everyone. So how much of your charity has been earned, has been saved? And the biggest joy of all is that the whole Brahmin family at one time all together, you are able to see them all, is it not? Such a big family, you see all together at the same time. It is such a big godly family which you are able to see here, because it's only here that brothers and sisters from the whole world come and you get a chance to see them. They come from abroad and they also come from this land. So it's such a big family. Here you experience the meeting of this big family. This experience too gives great joy. Isn't the enthusiasm coming in your mind? And the words being uttered from your lips, wah, Baba, wah, wah, my Brahmin family, wah. So you did a very good thing. You kept the courage and the help of the Madhuban Nivasis and of the father. because the Madhuban Nivasis also cooperate with you, and that's how the work is done, is it not? They become your companions, and you get the work done, and therefore you took the lottery, and therefore congratulations for taking this lottery. It is good. Teachers also get a chance. Those members of the family too get a chance. The young teachers, the older teachers all get a chance to serve. See, there are so many teachers. So how many teachers have come from both the zones? 350 teachers, and total are 900 teachers. Two zones, indoor zone, and whole all other teachers together is 900 teachers. Therefore, congratulations already was given, and you continue to take more chances. Now, each zone can tell how many heirs have you created in 1 year? Who is the zone head? Of Rajasthan is Ratan Mohini Dadi, and Indore zone is Aarti Ben. Ratan Mohini Dadi of Rajasthan zone and Aarti Ben of Indore zone. So how many heirs have been created in 1 year? How many mics have been created in 1 year? Do you have the list? Have you made the list? Have you? Baba is asking. Avaya, are you quiet? You are quiet. Why? So there should be plenty of heirs in 1 year, because after every year, each zone gets a chance to come and serve here. Is it not? So in 1 year, there should be some heirs and some mics. Say Haanji, yes, we will create. Haanji, yes, yes, please, but not just like that. Baba needs the list. Okay, next year you bring the list. You are preparing the list now, is it? And then you bring the list. So whichever zone comes from now onwards, in advance Bap Dada is saying that from every zone both results should come. How many heirs and how many mics have been created? How many mics? That means like spokespersons, mics here, Baba means spokespersons who speak for you. Of course, those are already there, mics and airs, they are lucky and lovely, but how many new ones have been created? there should be a result given, is it? Ratan Muni, that is in, yes, next year we will give the list. Bap Dada hasn't got the list from even the wings of how many mics and airs have been created through wings service of different professions. So Bap Dada is happy to see the service happening. For how many years this program of wings, professional wings, is going on? How many years now? I think I was asking since. How long? For how many years now? When did it start? 22 years. 22 years. So at least one in every year should be created. So the list hasn't come yet. No list has come from any wing yet. So it all this started actually from the year 1985. At that time these wings were created, so it's now 22 years. But it's good, you have served from the heart. This is why the Comforter of Hearts Father is congratulating you from the heart. Okay, you may sit down. So prepare for the next year now. The Moini was talking about double foreigners now. About 150 double foreigners, okay. Stand up, all double foreigners. All double foreigners, stand up. All the double foreigners, they've come from 20 countries. Okay. Double foreigners are very clever. They come in every turn and take their rights. And Bap Dada and the whole Brahmin family is also pleased to see them, because they see such a big gathering, and it becomes an international gathering when double foreigners are here. You come with great courage. Which group is the largest? From which country they are the maximum?
Malaysia.
From Malaysia. Shashi, when you say 61. All Malaysians, raise your hand. 61 from Malaysia. Raise your hand. All that they are sitting there, they are waving to Baba. All 61 from Malaysia. Yeah. Wave to Baba. Wave all the Malaysians. 61. They are there. They are Baba's. So as big your group is, that big congratulations, Malaysians. For foreign lands, it is said that they have a very fast life. They have a very fast life. So, those double foreigners who come in the Brahmin family, they too should be making fast efforts as well. So, as everybody there leads a fast life. So the Brahmin family there should also be making fast efforts. So is their life a fast efforts too? Is it fast? Or is it slow? Is it fast or slow? Yes or no? Fast? Or slow? Those who say it's fast, they raise their hand. Those who say it's fast, they raise their hand. Yes, all Malaysians are raising their hand, I can see. Half have raised their hand. That they say it's fast efforts. Now next year when you come, you have to come next year. You'll have to come next year. So, keep the aim for the next year that, yes, you are effort makers, but whilst making efforts, or before the word efforts, you add the word fast. So fast effort maker, intense effort maker. To be an effort maker is a common thing, but to become an intense effort maker, that is what is needed. This is special. Therefore, all of you are special souls, aren't you? You are not ordinary souls. You are special souls. And therefore, the first sign of special souls is to make fast, intense efforts. You think and you do it. This is called intense effort. It shouldn't be that you think, I have to do, I will do, I'll try to do, it will happen one day, it has to happen someday. No, not thinking like that. I must do it, I will do it, I will fly. I will become like the Father. This is called intense effort maker. So, what will you do? You will make intense efforts, won't you? See, time is moving fast. The end is coming close fast. The speed has increased in time. So, the intensity is increased in time. But then, who are the ones who are going to finish that time? Finish the sorrow. Who are going to do all that? It's you, is it not? And therefore, you have to go faster than time. You have to reach before time. You have to become before time. But still you're good. The intoxication is there in you. you have reached here, and therefore congratulations for that first. Okay. Fast effort maker, intense effort maker, okay? Is everyone okay? Those who say yes, Baba, we are intense effort makers, raise your hand. Because Baba doesn't like ordinary efforts, Baba likes intense efforts. Pakka, are you sure? Or you will do ordinary efforts in between sometimes. No, you have to do intense efforts all the time. Have the intoxication of being the master. All the time. That intoxication should be visible on your face. Actually, the face tells much, much more than what your lips speak. Therefore, very good. Next year, Baba will see the result. Okay, you may sit down. Congratulations once again.
Baba, in this group,
there are three wings: religious wing, transport wing, and social service wing. Okay. Okay, first those who are Baba wants. Okay, all the three wings stand up. Social service wing, transport wing, and religious wing. Those of the transport wing have written, Shresth Samaj Ka Nirmata Mera Baba, my Baba, the creator of the elevated society. I think this is social service wing. Which wing is that, Baba was asking, because they have carried a banner. Social service wing. So, when people do social service, they give something to the people in the society. Therefore, those who are in the social service wing should keep the aim. Whoever, whichever souls come in your contact, should be given some or the other virtue, some or the other point of knowledge, some or the other treasure which you have received from the Father. This is the social service you have to do of everyone. No one should go back empty-handed. So they should take something, because you are the children of the bestower. in some way or the other, whether it is through direct connection or through different means, you have to keep on giving something or the other to them. This social service, spiritual service should be spread everywhere by whichever method. So that everyone utters the words that I have found a very good means of service. I have attained a great deal. These days, people are very thirsty. Therefore, give them some or the other attainment and make them full. Okay, those of social service, swing, sit down. Again, Bap Dada will repeat, the list must come. No one has sent any list yet. No wing has sent any list yet. And when you make the list, write in short the experience of what they have achieved. That should be included too. When they come here, they say they attained a lot, but then whatever they received, did they accumulate all that? Did they increase that? That feedback should be taken, because Baba has noticed that all the wings, whether it's transport wing or it's religious service wing, whichever wing it is, when you have a program, the people come in your connection, you should then keep on contacting them. The contact should be continuous. You have to have a follow-on, but that doesn't happen. So, because what happens when the next program comes, then you send a letter, send them an invitation. The follow-on should be continuous. You write to them only when there's a program, but from time to time, continuously, you have to remind them. Bap Dada heard the news of service abroad, especially this Call of Time program which is being done abroad. In that, they have this follow-on or all the time. Every week they send them something or the other, because those who come, they like it very much. Their interest grows. It increases, their connections become better. But then for them to come into strong relations, to relationships, they need a follow-up. So this call of time program, they do that follow-up every week. Here, you don't do the follow-up, and the result is in 6 months, 8 months, you remember once, and then maybe you write to them or even forget them. But then you should keep their address and every week send them something. In this way, the sustenance will continue. Because without sustenance, that a tree cannot grow, it needs sustenance. So for even a tree to grow, sustenance is necessary. Therefore, this you must do. Each wing shouldn't just keep programs, but also they have to see to their progress, whether they are progressing or not. They should come closer. And keep the result with you. And find out how many came closer in this year. Did you understand? Did you hear? The result of abroad is good, Baba likes it. You also must be doing it, but Bap Dada hasn't got the result yet of what you do to follow up your programs. Otherwise, it's good. From the time the service of different wings has started, many people have come in your connection, and also they have changed. First, you had to call them. Now, even without you calling them, they insist that they want to come. So this difference has come. But then, you should tell the family, this news should be given to the family. Because after hearing the news, others are inspired. When someone gives the result, then others are inspired, and the courage comes to them that even they can do now. Otherwise, Bap Dada is happy to see the result of the different wings, because after these wings have been created, the departments have been created, the service of these different professional groups are increasing. This is why. Congratulations to all the wings, and also you have to use different means to move forward, then your immediate fruit will be received. Ultimately, all of them from different wings should come together and say that we are together, we belong to the Father, we are all one. they should come on the stage of the world and say, we are one, we are of one opinion, and we belong to one. This sound should spread. Even the religious heads should say, we are all one and we belong to the one. Otherwise, you have done good service and therefore congratulations for that. Okay, you may sit down. No. In this group there are brothers and sisters from the CAD group. CAD group. In a coronary artery disease regression, CAD. So all BKs have come. Those who have benefited through this program or those who are serving in this group, they all are there, they're standing at the back. There are Brahmins. You have taken good benefit. Those have been benefited from this CAD regression program, coronary artery disease regression program. And they are called Dilwalas, means those who have a heart. So the Dilwalas have recognized the comforter of hearts, haven't you? And because you have recognized the comforter of hearts, you have, your heart has become happy heart. It's good. As much you will tell your experience to those who come in your contact, that much this service will spread. Because it's a practical proof, is it not? You yourselves are practical proof. So if there is any practical proof, anyone who sees that practical proof is happy, then the courage comes that even I can do it. So whatever experience you have gained, that you should share with those in your contact and spread this message. Because there is need of this. People, there's so much poverty. And because there's so much poverty and people have this problem and they cannot pay money for it, you know, to get their blockage removed. But then you can tell them how it can be done easily. So through your experience, you are doing and you should do more and more. Okay, congratulations. Training Kumaris have come who are 1 to 3 years in the centers. They also stand up about 75 Kumaris, 75, 80 Kumaris. They are waving to Baba with Baba's flag. Enough, enough. Baba said them, don't shake the flags. Put them down. Yeah. You did the training, it was good. But now, after doing the training, how strong have you stamped it, all that you have got in the training in your heart? How much have you stamped that in your heart? Also, to what extent will you be free of obstacles constantly and make others free of obstacles? Have you made this promise also? That you will be free of obstacles and make others obstacle free too? Or will you be influenced by the obstacles yourselves? Okay, even if obstacles come, but then the power to transform finishes the obstacle or the problem in the form of a solution. So, do you experience that power of transformation? Those who think that we will use the power of transformation and show an example or become an example in front of Bap Dada and the teachers who taught us, they raise their hand. Did you raise your hand from the heart or just physically? Now, so come what may, you have to always see Father. See each one's speciality, yes, but then you have to follow the Father only. Okay, you may lower your hand. How many are in the group? How many? 70. So when you go back, after that you write your results to Madhuban. Don't write again and again, but in 15 days you must, through your main teacher, you write, okay, I'm okay. You can send in a small postcard, don't send a long letter. Also, as you have been told, if some weakness comes, write okay and then draw a cross in it. That means it's not okay. And from here, you will be reminded. So 70 of you have become obstacle free, haven't you? And you will make others obstacle free too. Wherever you will go, there you will become free of obstacles yourself and make others the same. You have that much courage, is it not? You have that courage? Good, they are waving to Baba. Okay, Baba says you have to give a good result, your report will come, then Baba will come to know. Okay, you may sit down. So you heard everything? Just as it is easy to hear, is it not? Easy to listen, rather. Easy to listen. But then, it's easy to listen. Similarly, it should be easy also to go beyond the listening and go into a stage of sweet silence. And as much time you wish, that is for how long you wish, that much time as a master you should be able to stabilize yourselves. The first is to become the master of your mind. That is why it is said, those who conquer the mind, conquer the world. Therefore, you heard, you saw, and now become the master and make your mind, intellect and sanskars come under your control. Can you do that? Can you make your mind, intellect and sanskars come under your control? Become the master of all the three and order them. And then go into sweet silence. And then experience that by ordering them, by having a right over them, whether they do follow your orders or not. One moment, set yourself on the seat of an authority. At this moment, set yourself on the seat of the authority. And Baba is giving the drill. Baba goes into deep silence. Baba is giving drishti to everyone. Baptada continues giving drishti. Okay. To all those who are always in their self-respect, who are the embodiments of the power of truth, who are the embodiments of all attainments, who are experienced in maintaining an unshakable, firm, immovable stage, who have transformed the self and are instrumental in transforming the world. With the stage of an authority, Sarva Atma, become instruments to give rights of the Father to all the souls. To all such lucky, lovely souls, souls, children, everywhere, God's love, remembrance, and blessings of the heart. Which please accept. And namaste of Bap Dada to all the sweet, sweet children.